The legislature's budget writing committee unanimously approved a $100 million property tax cut. It was introduced just last week by Scott Walker, 3 days after a Democratic challenger announced intentions to run for governor. Four groups, including the Wisconsin Builders Association, registered their written support to funnel money to schools to hold down property taxes. However, there was no testimony for or against the measure, which was taken up by the bipartisan Joint Finance Committee. So lawmakers debated amongst themselves. Democratic Senator Bob Wirch noted the average property taxpayer would save $13 this year and $20 next year.
The majority party has given massive tax cuts to wealthy individuals and corporations, and now we're bragging about a little over a dollar a month in tax relief for property owners. So I think it's important to put that in perspective.
Dale Kuyenga of Brookfield responded to Wirch's comments by saying the state's revenue growth is improving and Governor Walker wants to share it with the people.
You can say this for corporations or rich people. It's not. Middle-class people, people across the state of Wisconsin who own homes, who pay taxes, are seeing tax relief. And what's exciting is, it's not over. We're going to keep at this.
Governor Walker hopes to sign the bill by the end of the week. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.